In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority. Amen. Impossible. Just impossible. It started with Jesus teaching us about the children. We didn't want Jesus to be distracted. All of these parents were bringing their infants, their toddlers to Jesus, and it was a total distraction. The babies were crying, the toddlers were whining, everyone was running around. It was chaos. So we tried to get the babies out of there, tried to get these infants and toddlers away from Jesus. He needed to be able to focus. But then Jesus grabbed one of the children, quieted us down, and said, "Look, you see this child? This invisible child to you? To this belongs the kingdom of God. In fact, if you do not become like a child, you will never enter and participate in God's rule." Impossible. Become a child again. Not only was this against everything we had been working our lives towards, we had been trying to grow up since the day we were little, and we had always wanted to have adult autonomy, adult authority, and self-sufficiency to go out in the world and do what we wanted. That's what we had wanted from the time we were very small. But not only that, how could we become children again? The whole natural biological process taught us that we were becoming adults. Wasn't this, Jesus, what we were destined to do? To grow up, go out on our own, and be adults? Impossible. And then the rich ruler showed up. He showed up and asked Jesus how he could inherit and participate in eternal life and God's new creation. Jesus responded to him saying, "You know the commands. The commands we've all been given since we were little children. Don't commit adultery. Don't kill. Don't steal. Don't bear false witness. Honor your father and mother." The ruler was excited. He said, "Lord, since I was a very small child, I obeyed all of these commands." Jesus, looking at his extravagant clothes, the wealth of all of his entourage. And we all knew him. We knew where he lived, his palace in Jerusalem. Jesus said, "But you're lacking the most important thing. The center of it all. Sell everything you have. Give it away to the people that are in need today. And then once you've gotten rid of all of those obstacles, come back here. And follow me. Devote your entire existence to the first command, the command above all. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your body, all your mind, everything that you are." It was a mixture of anger and sadness on his face. And he turned in a huff and left. And Jesus said to us, "Do you want to know how difficult it is to enter the kingdom of God if you have stored up possessions?" He said, "You know the camels that carry?" You saw his camels. "You know those camels that carry the possessions of these wealthy men around? It's easier for one of those camels to bring possessions into the kingdom of God by going through the eye of a needle than it is for somebody to bring their wealth into living today in God's kingdom." Impossible. We said, "But Lord, then who could possibly be saved?" He said, "To you this seems impossible, but with God, all things are possible." Peter piped in. He said, "Lord, we've left everything behind." "Yes, you have, Peter. And every day that you've been walking with me, Have you seen it? Everything you've needed, you've had. More than everything you've needed. In fact, everything that you had always dreamed of, you have it right now as you walk with me, if you have the eyes to see, Peter. And not only do you have everything you need today in this age, you will always, always be with God, never separated from Him under any circumstances, not even by death. Impossible. First, Jesus had said somehow we were supposed to revert our maturity process and become children to enter God's kingdom. And then this, that we must let go of every possession that we have in order to participate in God's kingdom. Impossible. Impossible. But it seemed like Peter had had some sort of realization that we had actually been doing this when we weren't focused on it. And we started to think back on all of our individual lives and the circumstances when Jesus had called us. And some of us standing on the Sea of Galilee, waiting there to work with our fathers and our families and our fishing business. And Jesus had said, "Come follow me." And we had been so captured by his message, it hadn't even dawned on us what we had all left behind. Family businesses, parents that were, for some of us, super angry at us. Family systems. We still loved and took care of those families in one way or another, but it was different now. Those relationships had really changed. And everything that we had invested with our jobs and all of these things that we had been trying to build for ourselves, it had just melted away because we had been so excited. Because Jesus had told us God's kingdom was on the cusp of arriving in our midst. And we realized how right Peter was. We had been leaving everything behind, at least when we had been focused on Jesus. But then we thought about all these different times along our journey with him when we had started, like Lot's wife, to look back. And when we started to focus and think about that old life and those things, then we started to re-grip them. And we started to realize the pull, their seductive pull on our hearts. And we were realizing that in those moments, we were re-grasping all of these things that had suddenly been meaningless to us when all we had seen in our vision was Jesus on the Sea of Galilee saying the kingdom of God was here. When we had eyes for that and that alone, everything we held on to, every possession, it just melted away without a fight. But then when we thought back about what we were leaving behind, our hearts started to grip again. And so it just started to fall into place. We suddenly realized this is what Jesus was talking about with the child thing. We remembered when we were little children. If somebody had come up to us and said, "How are you going to eat tomorrow?" Our answer would have been, "Mommy and Daddy." "Well, who's going to protect you tomorrow?" "Mommy and Daddy." "Well, who's going to give you X, Y, or Z?" "Mommy or Daddy." We realized the simplicity of our hearts when we were children. We weren't focused on all these things. And then as we had grown into adults, when people had approached us, "How are you going to provide for yourself?" Suddenly the answer was a lot more complicated. Jobs, money, savings, retirement. How are you going to protect yourself? Security systems, guns, weapons, armies. We realized what we had become as we had become adults. The simplicity of our trust had been gone. We had made it so complicated as we became adults, thinking about how we were going to figure out tomorrow, how we were going to make sure we didn't starve, how we were going to make sure we were protected and safe and secure and had a future. But when we were children, it was so simple. Mom and Dad have it taken care of. We saw then what the rich man was missing and what we were missing when our hearts were dragged back into those old lives. the rich man was so concerned about his wealth because he was concerned about these questions of how will I provide for myself, my family, my future? How will I protect myself, my future, my family? He had ceased to become a child in God's arms. This was the kingdom of God Jesus was teaching us, to see God as our Father, that we would become children again, and every moment when every worry and anxiety assaulted us, our answer would be simple. Who will provide for you? Your Father. Your Father in heaven. Who will take care of your future? Such a big unknown future in a dark and broken world that's falling apart in disaster after disaster. Our Father. Our Father in heaven. But who will protect us from all of the threats that come every day of our lives? From thieves and terrorists and armies and violence and natural disasters? My Father in heaven. Jesus wanted us to become children again because that was the only way to be in God's kingdom. And Jesus was saying, if we could simply look at our Father that way again, everything he said that we would ever need would be ours. The Lord would provide. The Lord would protect. Even if things weren't easy, we knew we were in his hands and we had the promise of eternal life. That nothing would ever separate us from our Father. Not in the past, not in the present, not in the future. We were children of our Heavenly Father. This is the heart of our faith. That we would become children again. Every answer to every worry, every anxiety, every concern, every attack is simply, my Father has my back. If I die, my Father will raise me from the dead. If I'm hungry, my Father will feed me. If I'm under attack, my Father will protect me. It's the only thing we need. This is God's kingdom in all of its glory. We are his children. He is our Father. And he is providing, protecting, giving us safety, security for today and for tomorrow. So may we let go. May we follow him. May we just look at Jesus and not look back at all of those worries and anxieties that are constantly trying to assault us. God will provide if we simply have the eyes of faith to focus on him. Amen.